Florida's candidates for attorney general met for their only debate earlier this month in the Pinellas County studios of Bay News 9. You can hear highlights of that debate on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. Among the topics they tackled was Obamacare. News anchor and co-moderator Al Rochelle asked the three about the role of the attorney general when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. In this preview, incumbent Republican Pam Bondi and her challengers, Democrat George Sheldon and Libertarian Bill Wulsifer, offer up their views.
I have the unique opportunity today to sit with two sides of that topic. The Attorney General has led the fight against the Affordable Care Act for the first 2 years of her term, unsuccessfully for reasons beyond this short discussion, whereas Mr. Sheldon was with the Department of Human Services, who participated in the rollout of healthcare.gov that also had its failures. So uniquely, and also Mr. Sheldon mentioned about the Medicaid donut hole we have, the lack of expansion. I think that we have to face the fact that the Affordable Care Act is the law. The challenges that originated in the Senate to that House, that has failed as well in July. It is the law. The Attorney General has to implement the law. And we also have to reach out to that gap of the poor people who are working and falling between coverage.
Ms. Bondi.
I do agree that we have to implement the law now that it is law. But one point that we did win on, and I'm very proud of challenging that, is that the federal government cannot force us to purchase a product simply by being alive. And that's a huge win on a much broader level. You know, you cannot force someone to purchase a product. The disaster was a rollout. My opponent ran. Basically, his announcement was saying he was running because I challenged Obamacare, and he helped draft it. And you know, this was sold to the American people on the basis of lies. I'm not saying you lied, but the law was sold on the basis of a lie. And even the Tampa Bay Times called it the lie of the year. People's premiums have doubled. People are losing insurance. Businesses are hurting. People's hours are being cut back at work. And this is a tremendous disaster for our state. But I will follow the law.
Mr. Sheldon, did you help draft it?
Well, I appreciate that she's giving me credit for drafting the Affordable Care Act. It was actually drafted 2 years before I got there. It passed then. But you know, there's no question that we need to make some adjustments in the Affordable Care Act. I think everybody recognized that. We did that with Medicare Part D that passed under Ronald Reagan. Democrats opposed it, but they knew that needed some changes. What I understand, as you talk to people, they don't want to go back to the days when pre-existing conditions were not covered. They don't want to go back to the days when there were lifetime limits. They don't want to go back to the days when health insurance didn't cover basic screenings like mammograms and others. They don't want to return to those days. Medicaid expansion, one of the things that they fought so hard against. To say we're not covering 1.1 million people, mm-hmm. in this state, most of whom are children, that's fundamentally wrong. With 100% federal money, and the point I would also point out, it's not federal money, it's Florida's money. And where did it go? It went to states like California and New York.
Democrat George Sheldon with incumbent Republican Pam Bondi and Libertarian Bill Wulsifer, candidates for Florida Attorney General. Hear more highlights of the Attorney General debate on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.